Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, dos. And it is the first day of October 2012. Coming up in the next segment, hey, I like hearing him, you like hearing him, he's on then a couple times a month. Max Keiser, former top stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, virtual trading specialist, he is going to be riding shotgun right here with us, ladies and gentlemen. That is coming up. And then I'll get more into TSA rescinds approval for film in response to opt-out campaign. Federal agency removes webpage admitting filming is not prohibited because they need to engage in their color of law fraud behavior and get back to groping your wife or whatever they're into. You know, it's a blessing. It's better that they just rob our bags. I mean, I actually don't mind that as much as the fact that I can't fly with my wife and children because I can't let weird perverts, obvious pot-bellied perverts who, you know, see a good-looking woman or little kids they want to go after, and they pull them out, you know, and drag them over, and then also some of them just get off on the kids crying. Others like looking in diapers, especially fully loaded ones. You know, you see a fully loaded diaper, they see it as like, I guess, a fully loaded baked potato or something. They want to get in there and, I guess, eat it. But the feces, I'm sorry, I just am thinking about the TSA workers. You know, that'd be a good image, a TSA worker with a diaper, like as a taco, you know, and just going after it. They're like ripping colostomy bags off all the time. I mean, I'm telling you, either they like it. I mean, I think it's better when they just want to rob our bags. I mean, that wouldn't be as bad. It's like another, it's a government tax. You know, government does that. Maybe the TSA can have a machine that grabs you by the ankles and shakes the change out, you know. And then they could cattle prod you every time you had a quarter in your pocket, because that's, they could say that the image of Al-Qaeda is on a quarter. You're like, that's George Washington. They go, no, it's not, conspiracy theorist. And then they apply more electricity. You know what I'm realizing? Everybody's like, man, some people that work here have been listening to me for like 10 years. They go, Alex, this sounds like the old you, because there's not stinking cameras in here because we're doing the construction. I guess there are cameras, but we got them turned off. I tell you, by the way, CJ, the new doors you've put in, the whole crew is just so wonderful. They do the best job they can. And they do a penance. Oh, there you go. TSA stands by officers after pat down an elderly woman in Florida. They removed her fully loaded adult diaper. I remember that. And inspected it. There's something in your diaper. Yes, sir. I've been defecating. Well, what's that? Well, it's what you eat. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a little bit out of control today. You know, I don't drink Starbucks coffee for a reason. I like drinking Rutabaga because it's strong, but it doesn't send me into this. That's definitely ought to be a Schedule 3 drug. About 6 a.m., I had a big Starbucks hot coffee, and then I went for a jog and then a swim. And, I mean, I literally, it's like I'm on methamphetamine right now. And I've taken methamphetamine twice. Back in high school, you know, I was never a drug guy, but you'd be at a party. I tried a few things a few times. I never did hard drugs again because they were always so horrible. And you'd feel like crazy for 2 days and then could not sleeping and then vomit for another day. And I'm like, I tried it once, and they go, hey, you ought to try it again. This is good stuff this time. I go, okay, I'll try it. Absolutely horrible again. I can't imagine how people are on that stuff, but that's about what I feel like now from that Starbucks coffee. Hey, everybody in there, raise your hands if you think they put something in Starbucks coffee. Everybody's raising their hands. Chris is raising his. Everybody's raising their hands. I told my wife, I go, do not buy this. She's the one that introduced me to Rutabaga like 10 years ago. It's Great Austin Coffee. They're not a sponsor, but I'm actually trying to. Actually, they did buy a little ad in the magazine, but that's what I've been drinking for 10 years. And it doesn't do this to me. I don't become like, you know, there's Dr. Jekyll. Well, Mr. Hyde's here. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. I got to curb my tongue, though, because I can talk like a sailor on leave, and I need to watch it. I need to watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. I need to watch it. You know, the only cure for Starbucks is Jack Daniels. I'm just joking. Maybe I'm not. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Oh, yeah, the worldwide transmission's coming up. Max Keiser's going to nail it next. Strap yourselves in. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get 2 free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get 2 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
To in the military. In fact, I was just talking to a medical doctor just the other day. Well, McBrain was, to be technical. And he was telling him, yeah, I just got back from Afghanistan. I was there for a couple years. Iraq before that. He goes, all the troops listened to was Alex Jones. He goes, because it's forbidden. It's forboden to listen to InfoWars. It is evil. So, of course, the troops know to listen to it. So, we know you're more informed than the general public. We know you understand what life and death is. None of you are perfect. I'm not perfect either. But at least you're living in the real world. You've got guts, and guts is enough. And I just hope you get back safe under these banker wars and you don't have to take all those vaccines. They can make you take a regular vaccine, but if it's an experimental vaccine, not approved, which is almost everything they're giving you, the smallpox, the anthrax, you can and will say no. Others have battled these things for 20 years. All the court rulings are there. You've just got to go show them the backlog, which they know it's not the law for you to take all this stuff. And then they'll be forced to back off without trying to court-martial you. That's a side issue. I just constantly confirm when military gets back, including family, you name it, the military is listening to us worldwide. That's amazing, the responsibility we have. I just can't believe we have, it's over 15 million people listening one way or another a week now. It's just growing exponentially. But you know why I think the show's exploding? For all my problems, and I am obnoxious, I interrupt because my brain's always moving so fast. For all of it, I am real, and I love liberty, and I love humanity, and I am absolutely dedicated to smashing the globalist. And I think that's what resonates with those of you that are awake. And I just love you all, and I am so honored to be here talking to you. And I do the best job I can. So thank you for joining us. Let me just tell you some of the news coming up today before we go to Max Keiser. Gold set to break 1800 barrier on endless QE inflation fears. Kurt Nemo, or King Nemo, that's up at Infowars.com. Last time I checked, gold was up like $8. I don't know what it is right now. We'll also get into more of the TSA rescinds approval to film. In response to opt-out campaign that we have launched. Go read the full details of that. Also, more and more TSA agents being convicted in some cases of stealing right up at a cool million, and they say, hey, we all do it. We're addicted. It's so much fun. Some like to grope women. Others like drugs, prescription drugs. Others like jewelry. I mean, hell, they take gold and silver down in front of you and pocket it. I mean, it's just a total takeover. Why not? It's the season of evil. It's hell gone to seed. It's degeneracy gone to seed. Why? Because the good men and women stood down. And what filled the vacuum? Every form of trash. So that's coming up. Also, got a bunch of medical news we're going to be getting to as soon as I find that stack. It's pretty bombshell info that I haven't gotten to yet on that front. But if you go to Infowars.com, there is a ton of important information up there, including video of TSA drill at Sky Harbor goes viral. TSA hired defrocked Camden Priest without background check. No. We actually broke that 6 months ago. They hired him and ran the background check to get a defrocked person. They want the criminals. Okay, you understand that? Fed sends thank you letters to Congress for letting them destroy our economy in secret. Big government conspiracy theories become reality. Fluoride, cancer, chemicals, and more. France set to ban the words mother. This was in the news last week. It's back in the news. And father saying they're hateful. Folks, you get arrested in England for saying the word homosexual. That's a scientific name like heterosexual. You're not even allowed to say the racial names. They're now saying Caucasoid is racist towards whites. It just means you're Caucasus Mountains. Same thing. If you use the word associated with black people, it just means Nigeria. Or in Spanish, you know what the word for black is. You can't even use words now, ladies and gentlemen. They destroyed those. Mother and father are now hurtful, so they're banned. Oh, boy, I'm not joking. That's London Telegraph, Associated Press. So we're going to be going over all of that today and more, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Max Keiser of Max Keiser, that means king in German, the king of exposing the fraudulent stock market. He's here with us, former top stockbroker, invented many of the virtual trading systems out there, used worldwide, the Hollywood Stock Exchange, you name it. He joins us, always a popular guest. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. He's over in, I guess, Albion, Britannia now. He's moved from the Frenchy area over to the... over there to England. I guess he's an Anglophile now. And he's on with us. Max, you know, I'm pretty wound up today, as you know, my compadre, but so much is going on. What is QE Unlimited going to do? We're seeing what you predicted start to happen. If you want to make any adjustments to your April total implosion date. Again, I want you to answer this question. What does total collapse mean? You never really define that fully. You start going into statements about gulags and people strapped forcibly to video games in slave camps, which they do in China. LA Times headline, slave 50.
50 dragons to go free. People think I'm joking. I know this sounds insane to new listeners, folks. Reality is insane. There's so much more going on. And then what else is on your radar today, Max Kaiser?
All right, Alec, great to be with you. Yeah, I'm sticking to my target, 26 weeks to go, total breakdown. Things are unfolding pretty much as I expected. Total breakdown would be currency collapse. And you mentioned gold approaching 1800. That's not really the big story. The big story is that gold has hit this week an all-time high in euro. It's hit an all-time high in rupee. It's hit an all-time high in Swiss franc. And if you look what's happening in Iran, I just sent you a story, their currency has collapsed by 20% in one day. This is part of the currency wars. This is World War III. We're in it right now. It started in, really, 2008, 2009. This is a race to the bottom. All the big countries are trying to get out of their economic downturns by debasing the value of their fiat paper money. Gold and silver have been tracking ever higher, and so that is very much in play. So a currency collapse is what I mean when I say you have, or hyperinflation is another word for it, between now and 26 weeks from now. And it's coming out every day that the amount of debts that the banks have been hiding are increasing exponentially. And so this requires ever more money printing. So just more of the same, but we're definitely getting to the timeline. You know, when they print all that money, Alex, they try to make sure that it doesn't end up making the price of food and energy go up too fast. So a lot of, you know, you have to understand these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and around the world. This is how they get rid of a lot of the excess dollars. They get rid of it by dumping it in these countries in terms of war, because there's no cheaper way to get rid of money than to drop bombs and be in a war. So that's the deflationary offset to all the money printing. But even so, they still can't keep the price of gold from hitting all-time highs in all these major currencies. The new all-time high in gold and dollar will be shortly coming. Same thing for silver. And we've got, you know, more of the same. I mean, it's just it's playing out pretty much as I've expected it would.
Okay, and the general public, Max, literally doesn't know what planet they're on. Some people are waking up more, but what do you expect the yuppies to do, the ones that will stand around and laugh at people like you or I for living on the real planet, when things begin to really unravel? Will they, when the government says that those of us criticizing the government are at fault, because that's already started, will the yuppies demand our heads, or what will happen, or will they just suck their thumbs?
Well, people are going to be sucking their thumbs, as you say, but on the margin, on the periphery, there's real economic collapse. People in Greece are suffering a massive depression. People in Spain are now suffering a massive depression. You know, I mentioned on your show a year ago that the crisis in Europe would progress in the order that the countries are vulnerable, and that generally means size. It's no coincidence that Greece and Ireland and Portugal were the first to be taken over by the banksters. And now with the profits they made destroying those economies, and remember, this has made banksters incredible amounts of billions and billions of euros destroying these countries, they now have the war chest to take on a country like Spain. Once Spain is now in the crosshairs, Spain will soon join Greece and demand a bailout, and in exchange they will forego their sovereignty. After Spain will come Italy. And, of course, Italy
has... And the bailout always goes to the bankers, 90% of it, who then use it to bring down the next country, while the media goes along with the hoax that the bailouts actually go into the people and that they're to blame. I mean, the ultimate psyop, lies within lies, covered with more lies, and then still more lies.
The federalization, you've heard that term, for the Eurozone. These countries are all coming under the auspices of the IMF, World Bank. Oh, here's a fantastic story from this week. The World Health Organization is introducing a global tax on cigarettes. This, to me, is the first tangible proof of this New World Order concept in terms of global taxation. World Health Organization, global tax on cigarettes, this is the beginning. Because the Eurozone, as it collapses, there will be a necessity to create a new global central bank to roll up all the European debt.
That's right.
The
That's right. Stay there. We got to go to break. But you're right, Max. They always globally demonize cigarettes, which is reasonable on the surface, to first ban smoking in bars, then on the street, then in your house, then to tax what's left. This was always to be the first global UN tax, and then it'll be on everything else. They're going to, through our smart cards, track all the things we eat. Everything we do will be penalized for our carbon footprint for thousands of different items, with the control freak state tracking everything we do.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Tell all the folks.
Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
Find your humanity. Find your resistance that all creatures have that aren't slaves. And get up on your hind legs like a badger, like a grizzly bear, and stop bowing down to government that's involved in a revolution of henpecking the population into submission all over the world. The control freaks and their minions are henpecking us socially to get us in line to be dominated. Non-criminal populations are being taught to behave like criminals and be treated like criminals. That's all this is. In fact, police all over the country admit they're told now, take a mom in if her seatbelt isn't on. Get people in jail. Get them in the system. Get them used to it. This is it. A criminal takeover. Max Keiser, I know you talk about the Gulag Archipelago, the casino gulag, but getting back into the global collapse, you got interrupted by the break when you were getting into Barroso. People can type in federalization of Europe into news, and they can just see 3 weeks ago the president of the EU Commission, Barroso, saying we're getting rid of sovereignty. It's all quoted. They're on TV saying it. They're bragging they've conquered Europe. They've conquered us. And the bankers say they want to bankrupt us. Why do the bankers, the mega bankers, want to make us so poor? Max Keiser.
It's an axiomatic truth that the poorer they make us, the richer they get. And they're doing a good job getting richer. Look at Ireland. Here's a story. I just sent it to you. In Ireland, they have a bank there, Anglo-Irish Bank. It's 99.8% owned by the taxpayer. They were just forced to make a 1 billion euro bond payment. That's unsecured bond payment for the banksters on behalf of the banksters. And that $1 billion liability is not going to have to be borne by the citizens. Now, these bonds are unsecured bonds. And when the people were in these deals originally, it says clearly on the covenant of the bond, this bond is very risky. It's unbacked. It's unguaranteed. You may lose everything. But the government is completely corrupt with the banksters, and they're forcing this billion-dollar wealth transfer. This is on top of the Anglo-Irish wealth transfer, billions of dollars transferred. So the people in Ireland are leaving in droves. Thousands, tens of thousands of people are leaving Ireland like they have historically before the boom years of the 90s. Same is true of these other countries. So the people are now migrants roaming the world with no place to go, no jobs, and they're being picked off. You know, they end up going into the airport. The TSA is waiting for them. They've lost all their jobs in their home country, and they end up being funneled into the prison system where they work for pennies a day. And now they're serfs, and it's all quite calculated and makes a few people extraordinarily wealthy, no doubt.
And there's just no end to it. What do you make of Monsanto and Bill Gates and the banks all invested, and that Prop 37 poll show is going to pass 2-1? Will that hurt the Monsanto if we're allowed to actually read what's in the food? Or will the feds, as Obama has said, sign an executive order just countermanding the state government?
I love the headlines on Monsanto this past week. You know, the floods that swept through and washed out so many crops. The corporate-owned media had the headline that, thank God these crops are Monsanto seeds and they survived the floods, you know, intact more than if they were not genetically modified seeds. So never mind the fact that the business practices of these companies to begin with are directly the result leading to the destabilization of all these networks, which lead to the problem to begin with. You know, Monsanto is part of the corporate mafia. They own the media. So their media spin is always going to be positive. They are one of the deadliest. You know, I did a survey 5-6 years ago, what people thought was the deadliest company in the world. I thought Exxon would be number one, but in fact, Monsanto. Monsanto is the most hated company in the world. You know, going back to Agent Orange and the Vietnam War, right up through Terminator.
Before that, they would dump deadly docs and one drop basically kills you and bury it secretly in black neighborhoods.
Yeah, no, this is really the most evil, you know, company listed. But if you want to buy, unfortunately, there are people who are making money buying into evil. So they buy Monsanto stock, they buy Corrections Corps of America stock, and they buy the equity in the companies that are doing this Gulag casino.
Did you
Monsanto.
See the new thing in a major scientific study? In fact, I've got it in the stack from yesterday. I never got to it. It's been conclusively proven that Roundup in all mammal species destroys the sperm and reduces fertility. Who would have thunk it, Max?
Well, I got to hand it to RT, Russia Today. Apparently, they're going to do a 1-year online video cam of rats being fed Monsanto, and you will be able to see the tumor growth in real time. The report that you had on Prison Planet and InfoWars of the rats who were being fed Monsanto products developing these incredible tumors, they're going to recreate that, but it's going to be online on television.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Year.
Oh, how extreme.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the way?
Gentlemen, transmitting worldwide, I am Alexander Emrick Jones of Austin, Texas, and I love freedom. What about you? Yeah, the New World Order, they take your children, they're going to show them their world. Vaccines, cancer viruses, GMO, mommy and daddy aren't allowed to pack your lunch. They serve government, they serve the state, and we're going to give you an Obama phone, honey. Going back to Max Kaiser, finish up with the Monsanto. I want to get your take on the Obama phone, lady, and how they, again, destroy the industry, ship the jobs overseas, and then many people pretty much only have a future if it's on welfare. But then attached to that are these wastelands, and then the government says, oh, now we'll take control of your food. But, Big Sis's friend, Mrs. Sotero, Mrs. Obama, Michelle, she says she's going to decide what you eat now. And now nationwide, the feds say mama and daddy don't pack that lunch anymore, Max. I guess, I mean, what do you expect? They admit the prices are going up on the food. They're going to decide what you eat. But they say GMO's good. They're just going to tell you no sugar or fat, Max Kaiser.
Well, I don't live in over there. That's one of the reasons is that it's hard to get decent food for all the problems that we have here in Europe. The food is not one of them at the moment. You know, they have the common agricultural policy, for example, in France, which means that you have a plethora of fantastic food at your fingertips. But in the U.S., that's a huge problem. Leads to obesity and starvation at the same time. There's a billion obese people in the world, just like there's a billion starving people in the world. It's both the result of malnutrition, both the result of faulty economics. And so that's the two sides of the same problem. And Monsanto wants to turn seed into a currency, and they want to therefore manipulate the currency, just like any bank on Wall Street wants to manipulate the currency market in any country, in any region, or the bond market, or the option market. Once you turn it into a currency, then you can manipulate it. Because what if you had a recurring resource like seeds that every fall and every spring, they're simply regenerated, and you didn't have to buy them again. They gave you the seeds to replant. Well, that's no business model. That would mean people could eat nature's bounty without having to pay nature a monthly nature tax.
Yeah, well, or restrict and ban vitamins and minerals, feed you debilitating food, so you've got to pay the military-industrial complex, a pharmacological complex, money just to stay alive, and then they've got it actuaried out to kill you as soon as they've sucked the money out of you. I mean,
I'm not a big on quoting scripture, but one phrase that did catch my eye was, look at the lilies in the field, they neither spin nor toil, said by Jesus. Now, meaning, as I understand it, that the plants are not out there, you know, working a 9-to-5 job that you need to pay them as part of some economy that's manipulated and governed by outside forces and banksters. It's a bounty. It's nature's bounty. It's providing for us if we simply have the humility to accept that.
And you can't allow that. Monsanto's got to add insect genes and pesticide to the crops so they spread into other species and poison everything.
Right. They monetize the seeds that don't need to be monetized because it's perfect as it is. No, they get in the middle, they intermediate this seed business, and that's why 2,000 farmers a month, or is it a day, in India commit suicide. Monsanto completely puts them out of business.
With the poison, they drink the herbicide to get rid of themselves because it's all they have left. And they also point out,
and then all that herbicide runs off through the Mississippi down into the Gulf and kills all the fish. So now the fish are dead to go along with your dead plants. So where do you get your food? Oh, well, you have synthetic meat we make in the laboratory. It wiggles like meat. It's pink slime. It's something that smells like meat, but it's made in a laboratory. It has no nutrition whatsoever. It'll either make you obese or you'll starve to death.
And used to, maybe every 100 years, there'd be a red tide. Now the Texas coast, you can't go down there half the time because it's like nerve gas. I was down there once when it was happening. I was literally sick for weeks after. Animals were dying from it. Birds were dead. Millions of fish that I could see dead everywhere. And I went and looked it up, and scientists have proven it's all the herbicide coming out. But and it doesn't even work like they say it will. I mean, it's just pure fraud.
Look, you say, when is it going to hit here? What should people do? I think you have to understand the way that the narrative is structured. It's structured like an Agatha Christie novel. You know, an Agatha Christie novel, one of the characters, they all go to a big house in the mountains or something, and one by one, they die, and they're trying to figure out who the murderer is. That's the structure of the narrative. So it's not one big apocalyptic, the bomb goes off and all the characters die. No, they die one by one. So here, Greece is like one of the early characters in this Agatha Christie novel. It got taken out last year. Portugal, Ireland, and now Spain. You know, who's killing all these countries? I wonder who. Now Spain is being taken out to the woodshed and put two caps in the back of their head. Then it'll be Italy. Now, Italy has 2,400 tons of gold. Well, we'll take your gold and we'll take everything else, but now you're part of the dead group of European nations. So it progresses in this way. The U.S. and the United Kingdom will be the last two to fall because the U.S. has the world reserve currency, and in the U.K. it's the global center for bank fraud. The bank fraud keeps this country alive and kicking, and will be one of the last countries to collapse. And the U.S., of course, has the world reserve currency, and of course, these two countries have the so-called special relationship. So these two will probably be the last two to fall. After Spain, after Italy, then I think you got to look at Japan, as I've mentioned before. It's extremely vulnerable. They've got 200% debt to GDP. They're 100% reliant on energy coming to them from overseas. Energy prices like gold and silver will skyrocket as the currency collapses. So then you have the second biggest economy in the world then collapse. Then you've got a fiat currency collapse. Now we're heading into January of next year. Then we're talking to Alex Jones, and we're heading into April. We're getting closer to my timeline of massive global currency collapse. Hyperinflation, gold at 5,000 to 10,000 an ounce, and it's all playing out in real time. And the people who benefit the most are the same people who are benefiting now. Corporate insiders, banksters, you know, it's not government. Government left the building long ago. There is no representational government. It's dead, buried, and left in the 70s. We just have corporations and banksters, and they're just wholesale thieving.
And what happens next? I mean, the bankers, why would Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others, every time I turn on Bloomberg shows where they have all these insiders on Bloomberg Radio, and whenever I read the Financial Times of London or you name it, I mean, I can pull the articles up right now where the foreign editor sits there and says, yes, it's tyrannical, and we're getting rid of freedom, and it's authoritarian. It's for your own good, and of course Bilderberg runs everything. And yes, we've conquered Europe, and we're going to conquer you. And I mean, it's just. And then, you know, you get FBI training manuals, and I got one last week that's from like 6 months ago, and it says if anyone that says there's a world government is insane and dangerous, look out. So I don't get how the public can be so dumb that in hundreds of financial papers, I know you read them, Max, they're bragging how they conquered the world. The bankers run everything. Ha, ha, ha. They get on the shows, and I've heard them talk about Europe, how they're taking down one country after another, and how they're even going to get rid of the sports teams that are named after countries and name them after mascots because that's too nationalistic. And they say it doesn't matter what Europe tries or Japan. We'll just hold them hostage. And then they snicker and giggle. It's like a criminal group parading around. Did you see that that Israel lobby guy? Everybody knows, folks, I don't get into this nationalistic, you know, hate Israel, love Israel stuff. All these countries are corrupt and out of control. But he got up there last week on C-SPAN. And then they put it on their website. They're proud of it and said, we need to stage a Gulf of Tonkin or another event to start a war with Iran to blame it on them. And I mean, why brag about committing crimes on TV? Is this just them letting us know that there's no end to it? I mean, will they start, you know, will the government start barbecuing children? I mean, that's about all they haven't done yet in front of us or something.
Well, you have interesting developments at the highest levels. For example, Sheila Bair, who was a former top regulator at the FDIC, she just came out with a big book and media tour where she says that the entire TARP program, remember during 2008 with Hank Paulson, was designed only to bail out Citibank. There was no economic justification for it. The crisis had been fabricated to hide the fact that, it was kind of a financial false flag, to hide the fact that Citigroup was insolvent, so they needed to be bailed out. So now you have Sheila, and she names Tim Geithner as the villain in the piece. So now you've got two very high-level people who are at war very publicly. So I think the difference now between even 6 months ago or even maybe even 3 months ago is that the very top insiders, even people who identify themselves as Republican or conservative, are coming out and attacking people like the Tim Geithners who on your show with people like myself or Salente, you know, we've been talking about Tim Geithner for several years now as coming from the New York Fed, who then ends up as a Treasury Secretary, who's got a direct line to Bob Rubin, former Goldman Sachs guy, who then was the Treasury with Alan Greenspan, you know, that clique of inside banking guys. And now there is war happening at the very top echelons because there is no solution. Let me break it down another way, which I can't take credit for. I read this on another site, but I think it's really, really smart. Typically, there's two ways to approach economic fixes. You've got the Keynesian model, where you go into deficit spending, and then you have this Milton Friedman model, where you're printing money, monetarism. In this crisis, you've got historic excesses on both sides. You've got the most deficit spending by any country in the history of the world already happening in the U.S., and you also have the most money printing of any country in the history of the world. They're doing these two things simultaneously at historic levels, and yet they just came out with a report saying that the GDP estimate for the next quarter has been revised down to less than 1.5%. Less than 1.5% means the economy is at stall speed. You know, stall speed means that if you're in an airplane, you have to go a certain speed or the plane falls to the ground. An economy needs at least 1.5% growth to stay aloft, to escape just a complete and utter collapse. It's now drifting below that 1.5% stall speed, which indicates, as I've been saying now, and I'm holding to my prediction over the next 28 weeks of hyperinflation, currency collapse, gold and silver skyrocketing. But I guess what I'm saying here is now, finally, the big McGillas, the 800-pound gorillas in the room, the big regulators are attacking Geithner. And now the war is really beginning in earnest at the top and the highest level.
Yeah, that's what tells me the big implosion is coming, Max, is because when they start blaming each other, which they never want to do, because they want to keep everybody, you know, snowed under so the thieving can happen, it looks like they want to give Geithner or Bernanke the hand grenade when the chairs stop. Is my instinct right on that?
Well, I think that exactly is a case where they realize that nothing is working and they're looking for scapegoats. And they can't, the public has had it. The public you can't squeeze the public anymore, especially in these European countries. You've already impoverished them. They're on the streets and they're scrounging for food. You can't twist that turnip anymore. The U.S. already has record unemployment, record numbers of food stamps, record number of poverty rates. There's not much more you can squeeze out of the U.S. population. So they have to, they're admitting failure at this point, and they're going after each other. And this is predictable, and I think I agree with you, that it is a clear sign that the timeline is now compressing to a very near horizon.
Well, all I know is government is running around digging in, buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, armored vehicles, wheeled tanks, deploying warrior vehicles, Bradleys, caches of them, both in the news and my sources are saying, yeah, no, they're gearing up for absolute bedlam. Now, I'm not saying this is absolutely going to happen because they can always come up with new scams, new tricks. They may start a big war, which somehow puts this off. I mean, I don't know. I just know this.
They're in a war right now. It's a currency war. And to get back to what we're saying a little bit earlier, you see what's happening in the Eurozone. All the bad debts for these countries are being swapped for central bank paper. But, of course, that means this new central bank that's being created starts life stillborn. It starts life dead on arrival and needs to be bailed out by, well, who's going to bail out the Eurozone? There's only one possible way, and that would be to create a global reserve bank. And we've talked about this before. And then you're going to have the global reserve bank swapping all the bad debt in Europe along with the bad debt in Japan.
And then levying all these carbon taxes and taxes on us.
You have to pay a global tax, just like you pay federal, state, local tax. You're going to have to pay a global tax to support the global reserve bank to pay for the maintenance of these debts that are being rolled up into this. They said it at Davos 3 years ago. They want to create a new facility that's $100 trillion. In funding to absorb the global debt. How are they going to pay for that unless you exert a global tax to pay for that? And we see it last week with the introduction of a global cigarette tax.
And Max, I mean, again, the bankers brag that they've captured Europe, they've captured America, they're going to shut down free speech, they're going to take over the web, they're going to arrest whoever they want. This is the sickening plan. But simultaneously, they have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, FBI, and Nightline and MSNBC saying anyone that says mega banks are setting up world government is evil and horrible and it doesn't exist. How are they going to juxtapose the two? Because as you pointed out, over a year ago, it's on screen now. We played the clips here. London Telegraph, world needs 100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. But they mean 100 trillion to them. And then we've got to back it up with our taxes. How do they expect Pete to get away with this much? Because, sure, they've got the prostitute media, Max, but not for long. I mean,
they use the same tactic they used in 2008. Hank Paulson showed how to do it. You threaten martial law. And that gave him, remember, $750 billion to bail out Citigroup, according to Sheila Bair, just this past week. He threatened martial law. That's now in the public record. Originally, Congress rejected it. The next day, they crashed the market. How did they crash the market? As I've explained on your show many times, markets are not driven by price discovery where buyers and sellers come together to establish a mutually beneficial price. No. Computers create a price first, and then the volume comes in later to make it look like that price was natural and organic. They are manipulating the price, so they simply pick a price which is 20 or 30% below the closing price from the day before. They turn the computers on, and the market crashes. They call it a flash crash. They call it...
So they're going to hold us hostage. Stay there and finish up on that. Let me put you on the spot here, Max. I know it's at night over there. Can you do 20 minutes in the next hour to take phone calls?
I'm ready, man.
All right, he's locked in. Max Keiser on target, over the target. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up if you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland.
All right.
Minority got Obama phone.
We're going to take 20 minutes of your calls in the next hour ahead of a big news blitz. We're going to be, again, taking your phone calls. Your questions for Max Keiser. He's our guest. We don't screen your phone calls here, but when we have a guest on, you know, it's a question for them on economics or whatever question you have for Max. 1-800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. First time callers. Let's do that. 800-259-9231. Max, what do you expect? I want you to finish your world government comment. What do you expect? Because the globalists only want to have the welfare hordes, at first, to vote for the big governments. So they can have them as a threat to riot, as Paulson threatened Congress. He said the welfare people will burn the cities to the ground, blood will run in the streets, tanks will be in the streets. That's congressional testimony. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's almost word for word. You're right. They've got the gun to our head. They brag about it on Bloomberg. I've heard them many times on those roundtable shows with the heads of big companies laughing. And I guess that's the downfall of criminals, is they love to brag. When I was a kid, I'd watch, old movies about criminals, old black and white movies like Humphrey Bogart and stuff, and think, oh, criminals don't brag to the guy they're about to kill. Criminals don't. And the more I learn as an adult, I go, wow, these movies are actually how things are. Because I've noticed criminals love to brag. What is that, Max? And what do you expect the welfare crowds to do, if their check gets hyperinflated? Or their welfare card still has the credits put on it, but won't buy anything anymore. What do you expect to unfold?
Well, we see it happening in Europe, and as I said before, it's going to happen in the U.S., but it's being delayed because the U.S. has world reserve currency, which means at the moment food and energy prices are not as high as they are in these other countries. Once food gets to 40% or more of your budget, you tend to have a revolution. That's what we had in Cairo. And that's what we had across the north of Africa. And historically, that's a number to look for. Right now in America, food is about 15-16% of the budget of the average household. It's creeping up every day. And once it gets to 40%, look out for a major uprising. I think once gas gets over $6.50 to $7 a gallon, would also be a major trigger point, which would stir.
But it's going to be a uprising for Obama phones is the problem. If the welfare classes aren't asking for freedom or jobs or industry, if they're asking for more welfare, it's just going to be a hellish situation.
It's just going to be chaos. I don't think there's going to be a real strong movement and organization that's going to affect the regime change. It's going to be a mob, and it's going to be out of control, and it's going to be nasty.
I agree with you. Stay there, MaxKeiser.com. We're going to take your phone calls. And before he leaves, I'm going to ask him again, just in 60 seconds, what will the collapse look like? I mean, if it starts accelerating in April, how long will it take until we're like Argentina or not just Greece now, Spain? They're rioting and robbing the grocery stores, and police are attacking and beating people to death, and things are burning. I mean, it's only the beginning of the fun to bring in the New World Order, the birthing pains, to give birth to the abomination, desolation, TSA agent creature. Now, before I go any further, just briefly, I haven't plugged anything yet today. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's ProPure water filters discounted, or a subscription to InfoWars magazine, or to buy them in bulk at cost. Can't really say support the show by buying the magazine, because it is at cost. Support the truth. Get hard copies of this. The new technocracy issue is so important. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.